More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut, January 5th edition of the program. It is a dreary, cold, rainy Wednesday in New York. Hopefully you're having better weather wherever you are. We have so much to discuss, including Chicago Teachers Union voting to go to remote classes. Why? Because they feel like it, because they're lazy, because they own the Democrat Party, think they can get away with it. We'll discuss the new district attorney in New York City is a Soros-backed leftist lunatic who's going to stop prosecuting a whole range of very serious crimes and requiring a carceral or prison offense for them. We'll be discussing that, plus more on the latest with Omicron and the way the Democrats are simultaneously trying to have discussions about how maybe we have to live with the virus while keeping control and pretending that they've been right all along. It's a very difficult thing to do. You know, they are trying to square the circle with all this stuff. And we have the latest madness and all that. Plus, if I have time, we have the governor of New York finally saying that we should probably get accurate data on hospitalizations because a lot of people in the hospital don't actually end up there because of COVID. We will get to that. But I got to tell you first about MyPillow because I love them. I've got MyPillows on my bed. They're amazing. Mike Lindell and his team are a game changer when it comes to getting you the best sleep possible. They hooked me up with my very own MyPillow, and I've got a wide assortment of other products from MyPillow, like the mattress topper, the Giza Dream sheets, towels, slippers, and more. Sleep is important to me. It's important to you, right? Critical for your immune system. Give MyPillow a try and see for yourself. Listeners like you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing success story it is today. So Mike wants to give back to all of you. You can get great discounts on MyPillow products by going to MyPillow.com right now, clicking on the Radio Listener Special square. You'll see rotational offers up to 66% off products like their pillows, the mattress topper, and the Giza sheets, but also new products like their slippers, weighted blankets, robes, waffle blankets, and more. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Enter promo code BUCK for these great radio specials. So that is something you should all check out. You will absolutely love the sleep you get from MyPillow. All right, so let's start with the teachers union in Chicago. Because I think that those of us who have been saying for a while the teachers unions are really the dark heart of the Democrat Party. I mean, they are absolutely power hungry, and they have a lot of power, and they're able to make determinations for even national level Democrats. It's appalling what's going on. What you see happening here shows you it's not about safety. It's not about, certainly not about children. And this has been the mentality all along. This has been the reality of the teachers who pretend, or teachers unions, I should say, which there are teachers involved with this, who pretend they care about kids, when really here's what's going on. They are part of the left-wing apparatus. The unions provide a lot of funding and a lot of votes for Democrat politicians in cities all over the country. And so where they can, when they can, they want to get paid for not showing up to work. That's all this is. They're not so scared of COVID. Oh, they're so scared. No, they want to be paid to sit at home and watch Netflix and have food delivered to them. Remember that, too, when we talk about lockdowns and this is about safety. All along, there have been people who have claimed we're in this together, when what they mean by that is essential workers have to keep doing their jobs. Essential workers have to keep taking their risks from COVID, where the others, the elite work from home class, or those part of unions who can do work from home stuff like the teachers can, they get their food delivered to them. So they don't take the COVID risks and they're heroes. They make other people take those risks on their behalf. But here's what's going on in Chicago. 340,000 students are shut out of school today after a deadlock between teachers union and school district over COVID-19 safety. This is just a total disgrace. The good part about this, there is an important takeaway, is that you're seeing here what a fetid swamp the teachers unions really are. And how the commies run public education in this country, and they use their political muscle to get things they never should be able to get. And there's just a lot of them, and the union is very strong. It's a public sector union, right? So there's an unholy alliance here of politicians and so-called public servants who aren't really serving the public. They're serving themselves. But this has been the case all along. Schools never should have closed. We learned this lesson. There was no reason, based on the science, to shut down schools. But they shut down schools because they could, and the teachers wanted to get checks sent to them for not doing anything. If you're wondering, too, oh, but Buck, they do Zoom teaching. The numbers for how many of them even logged in a few times a week to do the Zoom teaching are appalling. A lot of the time, they just, you know, they would have people playing different, you know, pre-packaged videos or whatever for the kids. I mean, they weren't actually doing anything in many, many cases. And Zoom learning doesn't work. Kids need to be with other kids. They need to be learning from adults in person. They need to not be masked up. We've learned all of this. But you see, the Democrats are in a hysteria. You notice they won't have a single person, not even on CNN, will you see anyone other than a teachers union flack standing up to defend this. Because they know it's appalling. It's disgusting. Now, if there was honesty in the national news media, which of course there is not, they'd be saying, look at the teachers' unions. They're proving right now that they don't care about kids. They're proving right now that this was never really about science. And this is what we're up against right now. This is what we are seeing. And the whole thing is just absolutely disgraceful. This is what the Democrat Party's done. What you're seeing here is that we are suffering from the results of Democrat policies. We are suffering because of their stupid decision making, because their ideology is rotten, and we're all suffering. It's not just like our side is; everyone is in this country because of their bad ideas on crime, on the border, on COVID, on the economy, on everything. They are bad at this, but they are desperate to stay in charge. And so they'll say and do anything to that end. It simply does not matter to them. Nothing matters to them other than staying in charge. Right? Power is its own end for them. But we are all watching this whole apparatus collapse. All the lies, all the stupidity, the suffering. They have institutionalized the teachers' unions, the Fauciites. They've institutionalized the abuse of children in the name of protecting them in the school system. And it's wrong. And they deserve to be humiliated over this. Not just to lose. They deserve humiliation, honestly. And it is just awful. It is just awful. And they should be ashamed of themselves. And we're past the "I disagree with them." We're past the, come on, you know, we have different views on this. they were wrong and they should accept that this is no longer the way we should go forward. All right, now that's just on the school closure issue. Now we can talk about Manhattan's new district attorney for a moment and how, at a time when you have rising crime, you have people who are greatly concerned all over the country, of course, in major cities, about what's going on, you have the stupidest move imaginable from this Manhattan DA, the stupidest move imaginable at a time when everyone should be moving in the exact opposite direction. I'll tell you what it is in a second. You know, the inflation that we've been feeling over the past year, it's not going away anytime soon, unfortunately. A new calendar year does not erase the rapid rise in home costs, fuel bills, the cost of everyday groceries. All of that will influence the value of your savings account and how far your dollar will go. You must protect it, and one of the absolute best ways to do that is with gold, real gold. You purchase it as part of your savings plan or part of your IRA or both. Gold's been proven time and again to be the most consistent and stable of investments. And nowadays, you can purchase real gold and have it delivered to your home. Our partners at the Oxford Gold Group have precious metals that can be delivered to your home. If you think buying real gold is complicated, it's not. Call the team at the Oxford Gold Group. They'll explain everything to you. You can have real gold delivered to your home or have real gold as part of your IRA. It is just a phone call away with Oxford Gold. Call them at 833-404-GOLD and learn how you can have real gold in your IRA and delivered to your door. That's the Oxford Gold Group at 833-404-GOLD, 833-404-GOLD. I'm going to be picking up some more gold myself here. I think it's actually going to have a really big year this year, but call Oxford Gold. I'll tell you more about it. Alvin Bragg, the new Manhattan District Attorney, has told his staff, this is another one of these left-wing ideologues in a prosecutor's office using the power of the state to do some social engineering, do a little social justice, which means letting criminals and thugs get off easy, which means not prosecuting some offenses at all and a lot of other offenses deciding you're not going to seek a prison sentence for when the statutes all demand prison sentences, right? The statutory guidance on this is that they should be asking for prison sentence. But he goes, I don't want people going to prison anymore. There's too much racial injustice in our system. Let's stop sending armed robbers. I'm not exaggerating. Armed robbery is one of the offenses here. Let's stop sending armed robbers to prison. Too many of them are non-white offenders. So in order to balance, this is the actual arguments being made. There's a racial inequality in the system because of the percentages of those who are incarcerated for these crimes. Therefore, let's stop the incarceration to balance things out for anyone who commits these crimes. Although you'll have to wonder, are they actually going to start prosecuting some people more and other people less based upon skin color? That would be the next step here for the Manhattan District Attorney. Well, we need a quota of sorts, right? We haven't had enough Asian armed robbers sent to prison this year. So if you do commit an armed robbery and you're Asian, you definitely go away. But if you are in another ethnic categorization and you commit an armed robbery, well, maybe we decide not to prosecute you. This is the logic of the social justice prosecutor. And I know when you hear it out loud, it's unsettling. It's concerning because this is antithetical to the very basis of our justice system, which is just individuals all treated as human beings, equal in the eyes of the law and God, and held to the same standards. It doesn't matter how many different people of any one race, background, creed, color, you name it, commit a crime, that person is responsible for the crime. It's not the system that is responsible for whatever the numbers may be. Let me give you an example to make this even more clear. Is our system hateful toward men? Well, men commit over 90% of violent crimes in this country. You probably know that just because you can observe it all around you, right? Who commits basically all the violent crime? Men do. So should we have a 50-50 prison system for violent crimes of men and women? No, we're just dealing with the reality of what's going on in society. The new district attorney, Alvin Bragg, rejects the logic of treating individuals as individuals. He wants to balance things out. He says he's going to stop prosecuting people for, a whole range of things, including drug dealing, including armed robbery. Specifically, in the case of the armed robbery guidance, I mean, this stuff is completely insane. They're saying that unless there's a really credible threat of physical violence in the armed robbery. So it's not enough if someone pulls a gun or a knife on you and says, give me your wallet or I'll take your life. I'll kill you. It has to be, well, was the guy really going to kill you? No, let's let him out. No need. Remember, we're talking about carceral sentences here, meaning prison. This is the new fancy term of the left. Carceral, they mean prison time. They don't want people going to prison who commit these crimes. Why? Because they don't like it. It bothers them. Here you go. In his first memo to staff, Alvin Bragg said his office will not seek a carceral sentence except with homicides and a handful of other cases, including some sex crimes and public corruption. Oh, public corruption. Isn't that so interesting? They throw that in there. Murder, rape, and public corruption. Why do you think they keep that in there? Because anybody who goes after the apparatus, who has power within the system and goes after the system, they got to put them on notice. Yeah? You think you're going to speak out as a Republican in the state of New York, let's say, in the city legislature for New York or for the state legislative body? You think you're going to speak out against this madness in Manhattan? Maybe your taxes aren't in order. Maybe you took some gifts. Oh, yes, friends. This is how they play the game. Public corruption. No, you're going to lock people up for something that has never killed anybody in the history of New York State, right? Taking a bribe as a public official. I mean, that's not, I don't think anyone's up late at night. It's like, oh my gosh, how could I be safe in my neighborhood with that person who was taking a bribe for that construction project? I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying if we're talking about public safety, give me a break. This is like, we're only going to lock up insider trading and murderers. I don't think insider trading is really something that keeps people up at night as a safety concern. Maybe you can talk about how unethical it is. But anyway, this is completely insane, and everyone should be appalled by it. But this is the logic of the left on these issues. They don't care that you're going to suffer. They don't care that people are going to be raped and murdered as a direct consequence of these policies. To them, that is the cost of implementing their social justice ideology. To make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs. They're fine with this stuff. They know this is going to happen. The same way that Chisholm, the left-wing Democrat prosecutor in Milwaukee, even said publicly about his no-cash bail policy, someone's going to die because of this, but it's still the right thing to do. Oh, and then we had the Waukesha mass murderer. By the way, did we ever get a clear motive on that one? Right. Anti-white hatred was the most obvious, most apparent motive. But did we ever actually hear that from the national media? No. They spent 3 days. You don't know the motive. You don't know the motive. And then it was, let's talk about something else. Exactly as I said they would at the time. Don't jump to conclusions. You don't know. These people are the enemies of civilization, my friends. This is what the left has turned into. They don't care about what the consequences of their decisions are. They feel righteous. This is like religious belief for them. End the carceral state, they'll say. Well, that means that they're going to be rapists and murderers. They're bad people. There are people who deserve to be locked up. There are people who deserve, in the course of a violent felony, to be shot and killed. That is a reality. That is the truth. That is ethical, right? If someone's trying to beat you to death with a baseball bat and you shoot them, they deserve that. They got actually what they deserve. There are consequences in a just society. But they're getting rid of these consequences because there's something bigger, something broader, a sense of we all are guilty of the crimes of the few. Wait, hold on a second. That's turning morality upside down. That turns it on its head. Ah, yes. But as long as they have power and they can institute this insane belief system, that's all they care about. The old ladies who are going to be bludgeoned on the way to the grocery store by some guy who's been arrested 100 times. But, you know, we don't want to mess up his ability to vote or get an apartment, they'll say. So, yeah, this is where we are, unfortunately. We're in a battle against the commies here for the soul of this country. It's happening right now. Oh, I mentioned this and I did want to get to it. You know, people like me have been saying the COVID numbers are probably wrong for about 2 years. Not entirely wrong, but they're inflated with regard to hospitalization because of the way they calculate the data. It's so weird, because when I said it, I was a conspiracy theorist. When I said it, it was disinformation. Attack him, shut him down, kick him off the platforms. Here's the governor of New York saying something just like that.
Beginning tomorrow, we're going to be asking all hospitals to break out for us. How many people are being hospitalized because of COVID symptoms? How many people are happen to be testing positive just while they're in there for other treatments? So that's, I think that's important. I'm anticipating to see that at least a certain percentage overall are not related to being treated for COVID.
Huh. Interesting. Interesting. You mean that there might actually be some pretty substantial problems with the data as it stands right now about hospitalization in at least the state of New York? Of course there is. And is there an incentive for them to code things as COVID, whether it's a hospitalization or a death, because of the structure of the healthcare system and federal reimbursement? Of course there is. And we've known this for a long time. Weren't allowed to say it. My friends, the truth destroys the power of the people who are lying to you. That's why they want to suppress it at every turn. That's why they believe so strongly in silencing you. And we're seeing it all come out now. The wheels are coming off the bus of this Biden administration. That doesn't mean they're going to change or they're going to be better. They're going to be more reasonable. No, quite the opposite. They are going to double down on authoritarianism, on lies, and on destructive decision making. Now, why this is, we'll have to do a whole show on the psychology of the left and how they love to destroy. But that is what is underway right now. They are kicking at the load-bearing walls of our civilization and wondering why we get upset at them as the roof starts to cave in. We'll have more on this tomorrow, friends, on, of course, the anniversary of January 6th. Oh, my gosh. We'll be talking about it. Talk to you then.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fields high. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.